Florida is facing major threats from climate change and sea level rise. Up to 6 feet of water could inundate the coast by the end of the century. Officials are trying to prepare. Resilience officers are leading the charge in the Miami area. WWNO's Tegan Wendland met up with James Murley, Miami-Dade's chief resilience officer, to talk about how the tourist Mecca is grappling with these challenges.
You've been in this position for about a year now. What are the biggest challenges in southern Florida when it comes to sea level rise and climate change?
We recognize that sea level rise is contributing to the kind of weather events that we know we can expect on a regular basis in southeast Florida. In other words, we're subject to hurricanes like so much of coastal Florida and the Gulf Coast. We have high tides, especially in the fall. As the sea is slowly rising, those events are amplified. So we're getting higher tides. We would expect a hurricane storm surge to be higher. It affects our groundwater. It could affect our drinking water wells. So while it's a gradual a rise on an annual basis, when we project out in the future where it could increase significantly, that's when we really have to start planning and making adjustments in how we protect our infrastructure.
It sounds like you're having a big problem with localized flooding.
We do. There are situations on our barrier islands and in the low areas that even sometimes the citizens refer to it as sunny day flooding, because the high tide will actually force its way up through the drainage pipes and out in the street, and it's sunny, and they don't expect to see flooded streets on a sunny day.
So what's your strategy for helping the region prepare?
Well, some of the strategies are local in nature. So, you know, the region itself, Metropolitan Dade County, is the size of the state of Rhode Island. It has 2.7 million people. So there are a great many, a variety of situations that we face. On our barrier islands, they're putting flow preventers at the end of the drainage pipes. They're putting pumps in so the water can be forced out. And probably most significantly, they are actually raising the height of the roads. So they're 2 or 3 feet higher than they were before.
We're sitting here at a hotel in Sunny Isles, which is part of the same barrier island formation as Miami Beach. And I can't help but think as I sit here that if the ocean rises 6 feet by the end of the century, this is all going to be gone. And I don't understand why I'm seeing all these new high-rise condominiums going up and there's construction everywhere.
Yeah, I think that that's often a statement that everybody, visitors and residents, have to sort of come to grips with. And because our economy is based on tourism and construction and trade, and we have to be able to keep that economy going in order to have funds to invest, even as we think about the future. So you've got to balance things on the short term and the long term. We have a very extensive program for managing our beaches, which the hotel you and I are in face. Literally the beach and the dune that has been built behind it that protects this building from the ocean will be managed into the future. And we are going to be using local funds and hopefully state and federal funds to do that. It's an economic value for recreation and for an environment, but it also will protect us from a certain amount of that sea level rise.
Sounds like very hopeful thinking.
Well, I think it's a question of time scale, because we're so used to confronting these issues on an annual basis. Every year we have a hurricane season. Every October we have a high tide. So we're sort of trained to deal with that. Now we have an issue like sea level rise, which stretches out over decades. It is the ultimate threat that we have to deal with. But it isn't going up a foot a year. It's not going up a half a foot a decade. It's going up millimeters per year now. We see those projections. That's the reason you and I are talking about this, because we think it's going to get worse. We have time to plan for it. We have time to make changes in our economy. And we have time to work in given areas of our county differently. We have agricultural areas in the west part of the county that could be impacted by sea level rise, because the groundwater could come up and affect the root systems. So they may have to change their crops, or we may have to do pumps there. So it's not just the beaches, it's the mainland and the areas to the west all the way to the Everglades that are part of our planning.
Thank you, Jim Merley, Chief Resilience Officer for Miami-Dade County.
Thank you.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Kwepu Foundation, and the Greater New Orleans Foundation.